Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Hey, thank you very much for joining us, everybody. It's 11 a.m. Eastern here at our broadcast center. This is Close Up Radio Live. I am your host, Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today. It is Tuesday, September 22nd, and 2020, and we're always looking forward to great conversations with our amazing guests. Rose Mpambwa is our guest today on this episode from Rose's Life Coaching, based in Canada. You know, we have to be resilient, and this year more than ever has really tested our resilience and also the need to heal. We have to be unbreakable and unstoppable oftentimes because the world's going to keep on spinning as we learn during the course of our lives. That's always been the philosophy of our very special guest, Rose Mpambwa. She's founder of Rose's Life Coaching, and what she does is specialize in working with people who are processing grief, plus loss from sudden traumatic changes in their most valued relationships. That could be the loss of a loved one, that could be divorce, it could be a lot of different things that happen where grief then comes in and takes over. She works with people that have gone through that roller coaster of life, widowhood, divorce, heartbreak, runaways, husband or any major life transition, the passing of a wife, a child, anything that really throws you in this roller coaster sort of mode and mentality. Work with clients to create clear strategies for moving forward to help them heal from their loss. Now, a widow herself of some 20 years, Rose's Life Coaching is itself really an act of empowerment born of grief. Each day, Rose harnesses her grief in a constructive way, and her lived experiences have given her the tools to help others. She is the author of Exhume or Heal, a Widow's Memoir, Getting Her Groove Back. Rose says she believes healing is a choice, and the secret, she says, is to know your why. Her why, her three children. She had to pick up the pieces for them and for herself because, you know, she could not look after them or provide for them if she was still broken. That was her healing journey. With Rose's Life Coaching, Rose has really created a simple and effective transformation framework to help clients deal with the pain and grief of these unique situations and to help them heal. It is September 22nd, 2020 at the time of this broadcast. And we also wanted to, during the show, mention to our audience worldwide that this is also Rose's birthday. So I'm honored that she's joining me here. It's a special week, actually, because today is Rose's birthday, and this Thursday is my birthday. So Rose and I are celebrating birthday week, which is exciting. So we say a very happy and warm happy birthday to our very special guest, Rose Mpambwa, here. Right now, she happens to be in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and calling in live from that location. Rose, welcome to our show, and best of birthday blessings. And here's to many, many more happy and healthy to you always. And we welcome you to Close Up Radio today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jimmy. I am blessed to be here. And thank you for the birthday wishes and happy future birthday for you too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Birthday cake for everyone. Lots of birthday cake this week. You know, I love the fact that you created Rose's Life Coaching. And obviously, you have the personal experience with heartbreak. Is that what brought you to do this kind of important and vital and sacred work?
Yes, it is. I've been widowed now for 20 years. And I tell people that I am that courageous woman that got tired of crying herself to sleep due to unresolved and complicated grief. I've experienced the losing a husband, both parents, all my brothers, and all my best friends. So I, you know, I was left alone in the world. And this is where when I realized that crying without taking any action to change my situation was self-destructive. So I used the little strength that I had left to pull back my power to dismantle the dark veil of self-pity from my grief. I had to start from scratch after I became an immigrant from Africa to Canada. And I had no tools to use, Jimmy, for my healing journey. It was brutal. It was a brutal journey as a widow, as a single mom, and as an immigrant woman in a foreign country.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it is. And what would you say is your secret? How did you get through it? I mentioned in the introduction that you realized some of the gifts that still exist in life, your children, and they still needed you and depended on you. And that was a source of comfort and light, knowing that, of course, probably fear and trepidation a little bit, knowing that as a single mother, you had to raise them in a singular way without the support of your husband or him being there to help and to guide and advise as well on certain things. But what would you say was the secret, and how did you move through those steps of grief yourself?
I realized that although my children still needed me very much to parent them through their life, I also needed myself. You know, I needed to reignite the power that was within me so that I could live a life. I realized also that, you know what, this was not the end of the world. I still had a life to live. I deserve to be happy as well. That's when I decided to write my book. So the book was like a healing manual to me. And I accepted that I had lost so many people in my life. And I had to go through a self-realization segment of my life. And I had to remain focused to make sure that I can go through this healing process. Having an open mind also helped me so that I could start the healing journey. And I also realized that, you know what, healing is not a quick fix and it's not a one-day thing. It's a continuous journey. So the book did help me to go through my healing journey.
And that's a beautiful thing to have, be able to write that out, because it's very therapeutic. When you created Rose's Life Coaching, tell us about what your vision was for Rose's Life Coaching, what you wanted to be able to offer people. Obviously, having experienced various things yourself, when it comes to loss and grief and things of that nature, you can easily relate to your clients, to the people that come to you, the people that read the book, but also people that come to you for the life coaching. What were you hoping to offer people when you created Rose's Life Coaching?
Thank you for that question, Jimmy. I get it all the time. I was hoping to offer the people that I work with is the effective tools to help them dismantle their dark veil of their grief and pain from their past, because everybody is different. We relate and we go through a grieving process in a different way, because whatever we face in our life is different. Everybody has a different situation. So because when I went through my grieving and my healing process, I had no tools to use because I didn't know how to get the tools. I didn't know how to ask for help. So I created this transformational practice to help people to realize that, you know what, when you lose your loved one, when you go through a grieving process, it's not the end of the world. And here are the tools for you to help you get over the grief sooner than what I went through, because it took me much, much longer to deal with my grief. So when they come to me, I'll help them to go through a self-realization process, a self-assessment process, which if they are doing it alone, it can take them years. But with me, it can take them just a few days to go through the healing framework which I've created. And it kind of helped them to open up their wounds so that they can actually go through their grieving process instead of going around the grieving process, which is what has already affected a lot of people in our society today. They avoid their grief because they just don't want to deal with the wounds anymore. But that is quite dangerous, because if you don't heal, you will start bleeding on everybody around you. And this will also manifest in your relationships, in work and in your romantic relationships, in the relationships with your family, even with the relationships in yourself, because this is when we realize that people start having trust issues. They have anger issues. They are people that hate themselves because of the things that they think they allowed themselves to go through. And sometimes people will commit suicide because the pain is just so much to deal with, and they just don't have the tools to deal with. And they think ending their life is the solution. But, you know, they are just being selfish because they still have their life ahead of them. And they have family and friends that still love them as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. It's a really interesting understanding of the entire process. And, you know, I can't imagine the kind of burden, especially with the one that you've had. At least your children were there to give you the why very quickly. And that's very important, mm-hmm. is to know the why and really understand the why, right?
Yes, yes. It's very important.
How does that work? Sometimes, you know, during grief, everything seems cloudy and foggy, and we mm-hmm. don't even see the why, yet the why is right in front of us, right?
Yes. The why is the reason why you need to heal. A lot of people do not know why they need to heal. They kind of give up on themselves. But then when you ask them, do you have family members? Yes, I do. Do you have children? Do you have a whole life ahead of you? Which they don't realize when they are going through grief. Yes, I do. So that's your why. You still have a life ahead of you. You deserve to be happy, you know, because when we were born, we were given a whole life ahead of us. And that is what people forget when they have gone through all this grieving and all this pain, these disappointments and these betrayals in life. So mm-hmm. the first thing that we need to realize also is you cannot heal in a vacuum. You will need compassionate companions like your family, people that are going to keep you accountable, a coach that is going to help you to take you step by step through the healing process. And these are the biggest supports that helped me, and also my faith in God. Other people may not believe in God, but any higher power that you believe, you know, that they can help you through this. The universe, mm-hmm. for example. Mm-hmm. Other people believe that, you know, the universe gives them blessing. Yes. So the higher power can help you. And that's your why, because the universe has given you life. Why do you want to end your life yourself? God gave you the life, or the universe gave you the life. So let the universe take the life from you, not you giving up on yourself.
Exactly right. Right. Not you giving up on yourself, letting the universe play a role. It must be very hard to pick up the pieces when so much, you know, of the identity that you have is wrapped up in another person who is no longer with you. That's the trauma.
Yeah.
Then you question, who am I? It's almost like when people pass away in our life, or when there's a loss, or it can be a divorce, or there's some sort of a separation. People often say, I feel like my right arm is gone, or I feel like there's a piece of them that has evaporated and gone with the person that is no longer there. So how does it's very difficult to oftentimes to then get re in touch with your own identity, especially if so much of your identity has been invested in that other person that is no longer there. How do we regain our own identity through it all, Rose?
Yeah, it is very true that when you lose a spouse, especially, part of you kind of goes away with your spouse. When I lost my spouse, I went through lots of identity crisis, from being a wife to a widow and now a single parent. I was a daughter, and now I'm an orphan because I lost both my parents. I lost my sense of self, and I got lost in the grieving season because I had experienced so much loss, you know. And so I had to take a step back, go through the self-realization and self-assessment process to rediscover my bearings again in life. And I'm no longer the same person, you know, from when I met my husband almost 34 years ago. Now I look at life differently. And even the society, when you become a widow, society looks at you differently. And they have all these standards that they expect you to live up to. But nobody has trained you to be a widow. You know, I've never seen a college where widows or divorcees are trained, have you? But society expects you to live up to a certain standard that you have never been trained to. And with that, you go through a lot of identity crisis because first, you don't know yourself, right? You have to still go through the process of relearning who you are. But then society, in the meantime, they don't give you the time to do that. They just expect you to switch overnight. And yet, this status was just thrown on your lap without even asking for your permission. It just comes. You know, one day you are a wife, and then the next day you are a widow. And people expect you to live up to that.
Right, exactly. That is absolutely correct. How do you guide a person through this process of redefinition, Rose?
Most of the times when clients come to me, I'll give them a self-assessment tool they have gone through in their lives. Once they do that, I'll be able to help them to see which is the pain point that's keeping them awake. Because most of the times they'll just tell you, oh yeah, I've gone through so many losses in my life, I've been betrayed, and then, you know, the whole list goes through. But when they come through to me, I will help them to do that. I will also equip them with holistic action from our healing framework to assist them to face their grief and their pain. And in order for healing to take place, I have to equip them with the tools to make sure that they create, first of all, a safe environment around them. Because the healing can never take place if you are not in a safe environment. I work on their mindset so that they remain focused on their journey of transformation. And also, I organize one-on-ones with them. We do group sessions. We go for retreats. and we also do workshops on them.
That's wonderful. Again, you have the resources and the wisdom and the knowledge to really guide people because you've been through it yourself. Being resilient is very important, right? You specialize in resilience and show others how they too can become and maintain resilience in their life, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is about...
Yeah, I was going to say, how do we go about doing that? Tell us about that process.
It is about using the little strength left in you to pick up the pieces and move on. In spite of all the adversaries that we face in our life, it is about using the limited resources that you have to see the future. Because the future starts today. Most of the people, they still continue to look on their past. And if you continue focusing on your past, this is what breaks people down. But if you continue to be in the present moment, like today, today will create your future. There's nothing that you can do about yesterday. It's gone already. But if you look at today in the present moment, then that will create you more strength to move forward. And it is also about knowing that you are sick and tired of being sick and tired of feeling sorry for yourself and living with a poor me mindset.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Sick and tired of being sick and tired, which is really important. You know, it sounds like you also sprinkle in a sense of humor into all of this as well. And that's very important, right? To have a sense of humor through all of this. It helps you get through and move forward, right?
Yes, it does. So,
it's
yeah,
really
thank
important.
You for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Jimmy. Yes, I've been to hell and back, but humor has helped me to bring positive energy into my life, and it has facilitated my healing process. And so the audience can use that as well. Laughter is a powerful medication and is very effective, and yet it is free. Using laughter changes the face of grief from a monster to something that you can befriend. It becomes approachable to tackle, and it can help you to dismantle its grip on you so that you don't remain stuck.
Exactly, exactly right. And that's the key. You don't want to remain stuck. You want to keep moving forward. And you obviously have this strong desire to help others. You know, it's one thing to go through all these experiences and find the wisdom, but you have this real desire to help others, and especially women that are going through these scenarios as well, right?
Yes. Yes. What I went through in life, Jimmy, I would never wish it on my enemy. It's brutal.
No, yeah.
I don't want anybody else to go through that. This is why I created Rose's Life Coaching and specialized in grief. I had no tools when I had to go through my healing process. I had to create my own tools, and that took a lot out of me. But because I knew my why, I continued to go through my healing process alone. But now I realize that starting this practice is going to help a lot of people, and it has helped a lot of people all over the world to deal with their grief and their pain and their transformation journey quite faster than if they decide to do it alone.
That's right. You don't want to do it alone. You want to be on the journey with somebody that's guiding and helping and reassuring. I mean, coaching is so important. And it's really important to realize that tomorrow's a new day, and there's new journeys and new experiences for people. Let's talk a bit about the folks that you work with. What are some of the things they share with you and their stories?
The women and the other clients, even men, are also coming forward They come to me because they are stuck in their grief. They are stuck in so much pain. And as you mentioned earlier, they are living in a clouded life. Their life is just full of clouds, smoke. They cannot see whether they are coming or going. Most of them are also struggling with whether to move forward or to end their life. I've had clients that have called me that are on the brink of committing suicide, and they say, I don't know what to do with all this pain. I don't know what to do with all this shame, the regret, the guilt, and I don't know how to let go of my past. What can I do? And I always tell them, you do not deserve to suffer due to your culture or even your belief system. And some think that they deserve it because they think they brought it upon themselves, especially those clients that have been sexually abused. And I always tell them, nobody deserves to suffer. Nobody.
Exactly right. Right. I agree 100%. That is so true. Nobody deserves to suffer. You know, shame and blame, none of that is helpful as well. You can't build anything with those kinds of, you know, building blocks. How much of what you do is helping the clients change their perspective and get away from shame and blame?
Shame and blame is the worst feeling ever. It's very self-limiting and crippling. Taking the client on a self-assessment journey gives them hope that they can turn their ship around and healing is possible. And I put it on, this self-realization mindset in them that, you know what, there's life after today. There's life after your pain. And the future starts today. And it's up to you as the individual, as healing is your choice.
That's right. And healing needs to be the choice, really, when you think about it. The book that you wrote as well, you're the author of Exhume or Heal, a widow's memoir, Getting Her Groove Back.
You
believe that healing truly is a choice, and the secret is to know your why. Tell us about what it was like to write that book and what you hope readers absorb and are left with when they read the book, what they will get out of that book that you wrote.
When I wrote that book, it helped me to deal with my grief. It helped me to go through my grieving process. Because for a person to heal, you have to go through the healing, the grief itself. A lot of us kind of avoid our pain because we just don't want to deal with it. So when people read Exhume or Heal, A Widow's Memoir, Getting Her Groove Back, they will realize that pain doesn't kill anybody. Pain actually makes you stronger. If I hadn't gone through the journey, the grief and the loss that I went through, Jimmy, I wouldn't be here talking to you today. But because I used my pain to be my strength, this was the whole concept of the book, that when people read the book, they will get all these healing therapies from the book. They will get all these tools to help them to deal with their grief. They will help them to realize that focusing on the past is self-destructive, and it's being selfish to your loved ones around you. But when you go through pain, use that pain to build your future with, because everybody here is built up by your past, your experiences, build who you are today. So if I hadn't gone through the pain and the grief, the loss, the grief, the shame that I went through, I wouldn't have created Rose's Life Coaching Practice, and I wouldn't be talking to you, Jimmy, today. But it's because of what I went through, the pain of my past helped me to create my practice today.
That's right. And that is That is the beauty of it. That is the absolute beauty of it all, and that I think is really wonderful. And when you're able to help people in the way that you can, because you've been through it, you can relate to them, you can connect. When they open up about their lives, you understand,
yes,
because you've been there. And that reassures them too. They know that,
yes,
you care. They know that you want them to make progress in their lives and regain the sense of who they authentically are. I think, and it's beautiful work that you're doing, because, you know, with the grief you've been through, you could have just decided to not do any of this and put yourself out there, but you went in the other,
mm-hmm,
direction. You run towards the fire as opposed to away from it, and help others through your own experiences. I encourage folks to go to the website, roseslifecoaching.com. Roseslifecoaching.com. A very special guest, Rose Mpambwa. She is extraordinary. She's very caring and empathetic. She understands. She's a wonderful listener and has wonderful ways and methodologies and techniques and tools that she's created to help each of us get through some of those rough points in life, some we create ourselves, and many of which are out of our control and that we haven't created, but we still have to deal with it. And loss and grief is something that every single one of us eventually deals with in our own life, whether it's loss of a loved one, loss of a relationship, loss of a job, loss of a career, loss of our own health. There's so many different things we deal with. And Rose is there to guide and to help. She is based in Canada, but works with folks throughout Canada, United States, and beyond. All you need to do is go to the website and connect with her at roseslifecoaching.com. Rose, this was a pleasure having you on the show. I can't believe the whole half hour flew by so quickly. But it was a wonderful conversation and very insightful. And I hope we get a chance to explore some more and chat some more and maybe hear some success stories and things of that nature. That would be a pleasure. Thanks for being my guest on the show and joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy, for having me. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful interview, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
I did as well. And thank you for honoring us by being my guest on your birthday, too. So once again, happy birthday to you, and I hope you enjoy your wonderful continued celebration with your family. And we will chat again soon. It'll be a pleasure. You take care, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Jimmy. You too. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Take care. A very special guest, Rose Mpambwa. Thank you very much, Rose. And again, happy birthday. Rose Mpambwa of Rose's Life Coaching. Again, based in Canada, but, you know, with today's technology, Skype and Zoom and phone and everything, you can easily receive some wonderful coaching with Rose wherever you are residing. Roseslifecoaching.com is the website. Look for the book as well, Exhume or Heal, A Widow's Memoir. Getting Her Groove Back. Again, Exhume or Heal, A Widow's Memoir, Getting Her Groove Back. Wonderful book, and we recommend it here at Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters, for Close Up Radio. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time all around the world, and I will be back momentarily with another amazing guest from around the world who has an interesting story to share with us as well. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. With great broadcasts every day, multiple shows right here on Close Up Radio. For the entire team here, you take care, you be well, and we'll talk again soon right here on the award-winning Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.